Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Wednesday Spotlight Community Voices, Amplifying Your Brand. This is your host, Dr. Leland from Level Up Academy Podcast. Guys, it's so amazing. 50 Inspirational Connections has been going through second year. This is the second reiteration. Some people are like, hey, I'm a good leader. I'm an inspirational leader. Why am I not on this list? I'm like, bro, you're literally 3 months late, right? Pay attention on my description. It's going to go again next year. You do have to apply. And I do have to stalk you. So permission to stalk your profile for the next 2 to 3 months after you apply. I am really connecting with people. There's so many, right? I think LinkedIn just hit 1 billion members, right? They were struggling there for a minute, but they did. But imagine 1 billion and you have so many people. Some people have 100,000 people. I have some on my network that have like 600,000 followers. But are you really engaging or are you just constantly posting videos and nonsense? I don't know, right? For me, I like organic friendship. I love people that I can interact with and talk with. We are given a technology. We live in a world where technology and business, there's no border. You can talk to anybody from Italy today and literally all over the United States, right? That is the power of connections. That is the power of technology. Why not leverage it? But then I went further. On my podcast journey, I was thinking, you know, I elevate one person every week. It's going to take me years to hit 50. But why not do 50 at a time in 1 month? So that was my crazy idea last year. I was born last year and I have ADHD. So when I hyper focus on that project, it will go out. I don't like to talk about things. I like to do things. I could be talking until I'm blue in the face, but if I don't take action, nothing happens. And this is me taking action for my community, elevating their voices, their presence, their messages. And I cannot wait. Yes, it is a free program. Okay. So I'm like, how much does it cost? It costs my dark circle, my wrinkles, and my time. That's what it costs because I love you all. Even if you don't love me, it's okay. I still love you anyway, right? I'm an energy being. I will give energy where you need it. We don't need negativity. There's so many already negative things happening in our world and our life. We need smiles, positivity. These people, this is my opinion, not LinkedIn's opinion, okay? Because I got flack for that too. What do you mean? Is LinkedIn sponsoring it? Stop getting technical. You know it's Level Up Academy. These are my opinion. These individuals right here, okay, are amazing on their own. They are doing something about their pain and they're turning that pain into purpose. But why? For you, hello? So be grateful, okay? I'm just saying. All right, I wasn't gonna start. I'm gonna stop talking now. Let's start. I'm screaming. I'm so excited. So we have Gwen today. We have Laura today. We have Danelli today. Christiana and Melissa. Hello, people. But before we go there, okay, because I cannot wait for you guys, I wanted to let you know I am running, this is the third level, volume 3 edition of Level Up Circle magazine. You see this magazine's up here? This is level 2. Well, you'll see it in a minute. But this is level 3. This is going to be in September. and in September it's going to come out. This is the book cover, and I am looking for 10 transformational leaders to write about that they who are soul-hearted. CJ, what is the difference between soul-hearted and heart-centered? Heart-centered are people who really have good hearts. They want to give. They want to be there. But their heart and their action is not aligned, in my opinion. Again, this is my opinion. Don't kill the messenger. My opinion, right? When I see somebody's heart and their action and their passion just exudes in their body, that is their soul telling them that they are here for a purpose and they're doing it no matter what. No matter if people say this and that and this and that, it doesn't matter. They are on a path to helping you and I. That is when that is a leveled up heart-centered. It's called soul-hearted. And those are the people who I'm looking for. So I started with this. Well, you can't see it yet. Right here. This is the soul-hearted individuals. You guys should check it out. It's on levelupwithdoc.com, which I'm going to share in a minute. But that is where I'm looking for. For the magazine, I just have a text on the price. The price for the magazine is $300. That's it, right? Most magazine level. I actually have access to LA Weekly, Entrepreneurs, Forbes magazines, and Medium Weekly, Business Insider, you name it. I have all the premium magazine coverage. But that magazine is one link. And a minimum I've seen is $600 up to $50,000 for 800 words. 800 words is expensive on those magazines, right? And you're like, what's the point of doing magazines? What is it? It's a brand authority. You're basically saying, I am the authority. A third party is vetting me for that reason, right? And basically, you can use it. And SEO ranking is the name of the game. That is the token. That is the money of social media. When other people talk about you rather than you talking about yourself, that is when you leveled up your ranking, right? SEO is literally like popularity contest. The more links that you have, the more popular you are within the industry. And nobody will trust you if you're doing business, if you don't have a website who doesn't have a higher SEO. Just saying. Right? So that is what Level Up Magazine is all about. But get this, that's $300. But you know, 50 inspirationals here. I think Christmas in July is over. So I'm going to Christmas in August for CJ. I'm actually adding the TV interview in here, and TV, I have to pay my network. So it's usually $150. And then if you have a website or a social media like Instagram, but you don't have a website, but you have a really good presence on Instagram, I will add a Instagram clickable link for you on the online magazines, right? Because that will increase your SEO. I'm also looking for sponsors to put their logo in with a clickable link. That's $50, literally, on there. But for those of you who are needing a physical magazine, you can buy the physical magazine as well. And of course, you will get an automatic link for the online. So that is what's happening. And this sale with the TV and the clickable link literally ends in August 30th. That's it. By September, it will be a regular price with no TV and no clickable link. So that's only, I'm running it for 2 weeks. This Friday, for those of you who knows Jess, I am selling she wanted to be the Rebel with a Cause. If you look at her profile, she is part of Rebel with a Cause. She signed up. We talked about a week and a half ago to really see where she wants to head. And I want to honor her memory. So the proceeds for this journal actually goes to autism because that's what she believes in. She had autism as well. So I am not a rich person, but I can do something. And this is me doing something. I hate talking. So I want to just do it. So this will be coming out on Friday. I will be posting it on the Level Up Academy website. So if you guys could please share, I would really appreciate it. All right. So let me see. I already, I created this before Jess and I redid it for Jess. So the journal will look like this. We also have a book coming out, Rebel with a Cause, with 20 authors. But in honor of Jess, I'm only asking certain people to be part of her chapter, Jess's chapter, that we're putting it together. And so that proceeds will go to mental health. depression, anxiety, PTSD nonprofit organization. So that book will go to mental health. This journal will go to autism, right? In honor of Jess. So at the back of it, you will see her Jess's and a quote that I said. But the journal itself, if you're wondering what's in it, well, I'm a to-do list kind of girl, okay? So it'll have call and email, your to-do list, reminders, due dates, follow-up, notes, and notes. Okay, that's what you have in your journal. Half of the journal, however, because I know you all are rebel with a cause, you can write your own story in your journal as well. And then maybe someday we can talk and maybe we can publish it for you. I can publish pretty much anywhere in 40,000 different distribution channels, including big major ones in America. Barnes & Noble's, Target, Walmart, you name it. We got you. All right. Enough about me. Yes, I made it for 10 minutes. I was like, I'm going to talk for 10 minutes. I'm going to bring them up. I'm on time today. Oh, hi, YouTube. Thank you for being here. 500 people are already here. Let's bring up Danelle. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Kelsant. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Who is Danelle?
I'm Danelle, and I'm from Italy. I live in a little country nearby Milano. And for me, it's a pleasure being here. And I'd like to say a big thank you to invite me here to this amazing event.
You are welcome. So we're going to bring in a sister from another mister, Gwen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you made it today.
Thank you. Me too. I wasn't sure if it was possible, but I did it.
Oh, God's grace, you are here. Thank you for being here. I think, is this your first time with Love Love?
Yes. Yes. It is my first time. I finally made it.
All right. We are going to get Laura. She has to unmute. You have to unmute.
Hello, how are you? So thrilled to be here.
Awesome. Okay. I know I made a rule, guys. That's why they're like muted. Melissa, how are you, Dr. Melissa?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me here. It's really an honor to be part of the 50 Inspirational Connections. So just, it's awesome to be here with everyone. And thank you so much.
I know your shirt. Kaboom, like yellow. It's like peace, right? But look at the 50 Inspirational up there. That's also in yellow, so you totally match. Hello, Christiana. Unmute first. I unmute. I don't think we can hear you. Let's see if I can unmute you. There you are.
That would help, right? Hello. Hello, Dr. Constance. It's so great to be here. I'm so honored to join you guys today, whether you're morning or evening or afternoon. Thank you for having me, and congratulations to the rest of you, my cohorts, I should say. You guys have been amazing on the group, so thank you for having me. I feel so blessed to be here.
Awesome. So let's go ahead and go to the round one question. We're going to start with Danelle, Gwen, Christiana, Melissa, and Laura. Danelle, what are you doing for your community?
So it's a very interesting question. And, you know, I started my journey on LinkedIn just in January and 7 months ago. And I developed a very strong passion for personal development world because I worked as a manager in the last 6 years. And on LinkedIn, I decided to share my deep passion for this world and also to my true passion, like sports, mindfulness, and breathing. So my mission on LinkedIn is to share my knowledge, and I like to reach more people as possible to share this knowledge and to help them to construct a healthy and, you know, true joy, true happiness. And I think that the best way to construct these things is to focus our our attention on basic stuff, and I like to inspire people through my journey and help them through construct healthy habits And I think that it will be amazing if I will be able to reach a lot of people and to help them to construct a healthy lifestyle and to reach true joy. I'm studying a lot of the science of the breathing, and I think that through workout, breathing, good nutrition, and good sleeping, we can enhance the level of our life.
Breathing is necessary, right? But when you get stressed out, you'll hyperventilate because your breathing is short breath. I didn't know that until I had to end up in the hospital because I was hyperventilating and I thought I was having a heart attack when I had panic attacks. So lesson learned, don't breathe too fast. Pace yourself, guys, okay? I'm so glad that you're doing this and that you're doing it on LinkedIn, and I can amplify that message. If you are going to do that, you could also do live Instagram and tag me. I have about 80,000 subscribers in there, or followers, I should say. Tag me and we can do more amplification. Here's the thing with what I do for the community, right, is that you actually have to make sure that whatever you're doing, that you're doing amazing things. If you're doing it alone, no one's hearing you, what's the point? You're not doing anything for nobody. What's the point? But when you collaborate with somebody who already has something, whether it's small or big, something within the network, now you have their people and your people. And their people has people of people. So now that you are collaborating with more people. You might start with five people. Each five person takes 100,000. You're at 500,000. 500,000 is into the billions. Remember, there's 8 billion people. We got a lot of work to do, people. Stop thinking about scarcity mindset that, oh, she's doing the same thing. You might be doing the same thing, but you're doing it differently. So thank you for that, Danelli. Gwen, your turn. What do you do for our community?
Hello. So there's a couple of things that I'm doing. So actually what got me into my accident was me working for my community. So I was volunteering at a triathlon because I wasn't racing this year. And while running each athlete into the finish line, I fell and tore my Achilles tendon. And I would absolutely do it over again. And there's a triathlon this week. And I was like, how can I figure out how to go and cheer on other first timers, veterans? I mean, I love to cheer on other athletes and other first timers. I just love to make sure that they understand there is a community in athletics, because I've been an athlete the whole time. And this is something that people have to understand too, that there is a community behind this. So Danielle, I love what you do and I very much support it, because it is a community and we all support one another. So I would absolutely tear my Achilles as much as it hurts. I would do it all over again because this is fantastic. But in my real job, what I am passionate about is I'm a marketer. And like you, CJ, we talk to a lot of people. We help a lot of people. And what I've learned in my career, and I've done this for 25 years, is a lot of people look at marketers as used car salesmen. And we get a bad rap. So what I have done is I tell it like it is. I know a lot of people like yes people and just do what they're told. I am not that kind of person. I like to educate people and work with people to actually make something valuable and help them along their ways. And a lot of times I'm working with startup companies or women or other underserved and underprivileged groups to really help them get more for nothing, for low value, not low value, low cost, high value, and really
further their business, whatever they're doing, because everybody deserves to really understand what all is in marketing, what is in messaging, what is in branding, what is in strategy, because they have to understand that it's more than just product, it's more than just service. It's really understanding the fundamentals of it all to really push forward, because everybody can do this. They can do the basics before they hire somebody. And once they understand the basics, then they can hire somebody when they can afford it. So a lot of startups are bootstrapped. So how do you go about and do things with a bootstrapped budget and work your way forward? And how do you do things so that you can make the most of your money? Yes, you need a good product and service, but you also have to understand how to not go forward and just pitch slap somebody. And yes, that's with a P, and really understand how to move forward and how to sell appropriately and build the relationships.
Yes. And I love that, because people always say, oh, marketers. I'm like, guys, I'm part of marketing, but I'm publicity because I do press release. And right. People need to be educated the difference between publicity, adding, ad formatting, or marketing. I said, listen, marketing, think of marketing as your grandpa, like literally sitting here. Then they have sales, that's your grandma, right? Then you have great grandkids, which is your publicity team. Then you have your sales ad funneling, that's your other team, right? That is part of it. Marketing is the umbrella, but everything else is moving parts. Okay. Exactly. And then you have the market researcher, which is your brains of everything in the strategy. But before all that, you got to know the culture, because culture eats strategy, breakfast, lunch, dinner, break. Like, this is what I teach in social media in a master's level. There's a lot of psychology on everything that we do, because absolutely. What? It doesn't matter how amazing your product or service is. It doesn't matter if you are not relatable, if they cannot connect the emotions with what you're saying. 10,000, 100,000, or $2. Like, the most expensive, look it up in Google, the most expensive bag is Hermes, and it looks like crap. Sorry, Hermes, don't cancel me. It looks like crap. It has diamonds in it, and it has metal for how many? $4 or $5 million? Like, literally? Really? Right? I can't connect with it. Even if it was $5, I wouldn't even wear it. Let me tell you something. I go to Walmart. I go to Goodwill. I don't care, right? If it looks good, fits, do it. Doesn't matter. I also have luxury only when I feel like it, right? It's the emotion. So yeah, we need to change that conversation for sure.
Absolutely.
How about you, ma'am? What do you do for your community?
Oh, hi. So goodness, where do I start? I think I'm going to start from the beginning. I help and support women and men who have experienced miscarriage. So back in, I think, 2020, I wanted to really plan a family, you know. So I ended up, unfortunately, having a miscarriage, and there was nothing. And if you remember, we were in the middle of a pandemic, right? There was lockdowns happening. There was nothing that anyone can go to, not physical services, nothing at all. And so I began to kind of find, I wanted answers for myself, right? So I wasn't able to get the answers I wanted, not even my healthcare practitioners could help me. And it was left to me to find the answers, the questions that I had. And what happened was I started to get questions from other people. The work I do really is to work with women and men who've experienced miscarriage and baby loss, to help them to understand what's happening first of all, and then to help them to have a voice. You know, we become adults as newborns. The very first thing that the doctors, the midwives, the gynaecs that are in the room when we are born want to hear is that cry or that sound, to let people know that we're alive, to let them know that we have a voice, right? But as we grow older, as we become influenced by our communities, or our local area, our environment, we lose our voice. And that's so true for those who experience miscarriage and baby loss. In the midst of this trauma, it's very difficult to articulate what you want to you know, what you want, why it's happened, why me, all these questions. And so my work began wanting answers for myself. I was able to just listen to other people's story, have them share stories and be able to say, okay, I can help you to have a voice, whether you're at home. How do I tell my loved ones? How do I express myself? How do I grieve? How do I move forward? You know, how do I tell those who are in work? How do I tell people that I've experienced this, you know, this horrible trauma at work? And how am I going to be supported in work? So I help the women and the couples that go through this to be able to really find their voice, to really come, you know, express and to process what is happening to them, to understand some of the, you know, some of the steps that they've got to take to be able to be well again, whether it's physically, emotionally, you know, mentally. And it's, for me, it's a mental aspect where, although your body physically is going through a miscarriage, the mental aspect leaves us feeling quite doomed, you know. And I know for a lot of people that go through this, it can be a lonely place. It can be an isolated place for you to be in. It can be a fearful place, your fear of judgment, you know, a fear of shame, just feeling like the gift that you're supposed to bring into the world, you couldn't quite manage to do so. And that takes its toll on our mental, emotional well-being. And so my work is to really handhold, you know, sometimes, and in some cases, just listening to those who have experienced this and to help them process what is happening to them and to help them to move forward to whatever they choose to do. I also work with, you know, employers to ensure that they intertwine in their well-being policies, you know, support for those who experience this trauma, is being able to help them to articulate this in a work environment. What conversations are you having? How are you supporting those who are experiencing this horrible trauma? And sitting with them and trying to put together a comprehensive support and a humanized policy in place, you know, for people that go through this. The third part of how I help the community is to work with healthcare practitioners to rephrase the words they use when we have people like myself and others that go through this trauma, you know, face them. Sometimes the word we use have a massive impact on how you leave those patients and those people feeling. So my work with embodies, trying to support those going through this trauma, and the employers who employ those that are going through this trauma, and the healthcare professional, look after this, you know, this group of people to be able to support them.
Yeah, that's a great way to support community as well, because these are more of a silent taboo conversations that most people, and I think I've shared it in your audio room, where I have a friend who has done 10 IBFs, right? They're very costly. She'd done a couple surgeries. And she's like, CJ, it's been 8 years. I don't know, you know, how to deal with it. And I think she's like, I'm done crying. I think I'm just done. And sometimes in that conversation, like, I have PTSD students as well. So I am a cognitive behavior therapist practitioner. I actually selfishly did it for my own self because I'm going through my own trauma. So I have to help myself. I can't be just talking. I'm an action person. When I talk about it, I want to do something about it. Whether if I fail flat face, I don't care. At least I tried. What have you done? That's what I usually say, right? So I have tried and I have tried to help. But that conversation, that awkwardness, sometimes it's hard. So what I find best when people are going through that type of trauma is not to assume that you know how they're feeling. Instead, just ask them, hey, what can I do to help you? Or how can I help you process these things? And it's a much smoother conversation than you assuming not to talk about it. So thank you for bringing that up. Dr. Melissa, how about you, ma'am?
Yeah, well, I teach emotional intelligence through the lens of empathy. And even though I target leadership, specifically corporate leadership, I think this is actually a societal problem. And the research that I've been doing, working towards my second doctorate, backs it up completely, that we need more of this in society. So I figured if I could even just bring everybody 10% more empathy, it would be a much better world. So I figured just by being out and talking about what I am, if I can get that 10%, then I've helped my community. And I absolutely agree with you that it's no good to sit inside your house and yell at the walls about it, which is why I try to get out and be very public about it. So I actually have a book coming out in September that will talk about this. And I'm speaking internationally. I just got back from speaking at Cambridge University in the UK on Sunday, which is why I'm fighting the airplane cold. But it does no good to just sit and talk about it. Either we do or we do not. It's what Yoda said, right?
Yeah, do or do not. Young Obi-Wan. I'm a Star Wars fan. Okay. Full disclosure, I have a lot of likes and dislikes, right? Like, I fly drones. I teach STEM programs. I like to tinker with robots. I teach STEM engineering outside. And you don't see that on my resume because I only do it for people who don't have. I don't do it for people who has it, because they already have it, they're bored. So what I do is I teach kids who love to tinker, but they don't have. So I put my robots, I don't know if you guys Google it up, Isobots, and they do karate all the time. And I have five of them. So we tinker it, we take it apart, and then we say, okay, how can we put it together? So I'd love to encourage, especially girls, I have two daughters, 20 and 17 this year. I want to encourage them to go into that. Mine, however, they want to be a rock star. I don't know what to do with that right now. So I'm dealing with that as a parent. That's a different conversation. Laura, my sister for communications, talk to me. What are you doing for your community?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for this wonderful opportunity. And why is that? Because you opened the door for so many of us. You are for real, for real. Your intention is completely genuine, and you're always here for all of us. So let me just say that up front and out loud. Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you, everyone. So, okay, what do I do, and what do I do for my community? So listen, I'm all about transformation. And why is that? Because I was born to be an advocate. And why is that? Because I was born with a physical difference. I have cerebral palsy. Right. Like, I so admire that you're open about having ADHD, because when we admit that certain aspects of our life experience are influenced by the bodies that we come into the world in, right, that really helps people to understand us on a human level. But just having a disability, I don't believe that one should limit oneself to one thing. So the advocacy piece came in when I found that I didn't necessarily have a voice in certain rooms. I was made to feel growing up, and not from my parents, not at all, because they were always very encouraging, but from the outside world. Well, gee, do you really belong here? We really can't handle you. We're not sure what to say. We're not sure how to respond. And those experiences influenced my need to become an educator, right? So then I transformed again into English as a second language educator, and now as a communication skills coach. And how do I serve my community here on LinkedIn? So many people have brought these similar points up, right? I wanted to give multilingual professionals, and by the way, other professionals, anyone who wants to improve their communication skills, to be able to walk into any room with confidence, right? With clarity, with a self-awareness. And so I came on to LinkedIn and said, hey, here I am. And by the way, there's an audio room. Let's create this safe space to have those hard conversations. I do that because I really care that everyone should feel that they have the right and also the responsibility to speak and be themselves. You do that every day, Dr. Leland, and so many people, my colleagues here. That's what I do for my community. I provide online coaching, a safe space in the audio room, and I'm living and learning every day. Thank you.
I love it. Listen, when people talk about their disability, the automatic brain thing that our society tells us is less than, right? That's the word. When you have disability, you're less than. It's even worse because, you know, they have disabled parking here in America. But what if my disability is not physical? Does that mean I can't park there? It's horrible, right? Think about it, right? I don't see it as a disability. I see it as a challenge. What do you do with challenge? You conquer it. Right? You're different. So what? Who's the same? Who wants to be the same? Hello? Like, that's so boring. I can't be the same. Look at the twins. You have like conjoined twins and all of these twins. They're still different, right? And then out of difference, some people do their hair different color, you know, tattoos, which I have my kids and my Chinese tattoos, and do it differently and as art. But stop judging others because they're different. Why don't you judge yourself and what you need to look at for yourself? Like, I could judge myself all day long, but I can't do nothing about it because that's me. So what do? Forget about it. Take about, like, okay, I also suffer from migraine. I have frontal lobe issues. It's very bad scarring on my frontal lobe. I've had too many MRIs already, probably getting another cancer somewhere and along the line. I'm not even going to think about it. I've already had cancer. I don't want it. Here's the thing. We are living every day on borrowed time. We have expiration. What are we doing with our life? Listen, if you're happy without being in front of people and turning your pain into purpose, it's okay. You don't have to. But if you want to make a change for you and the future, this is your time. Do it, get it, take it. Right? Never say no to an opportunity to be in front of people speaking, like Dr. Melissa, right, in Cambridge, right? Being here, this is forever will be. I have so many people that tells me, hey, CJ, thank for that video, and then forget about it. A year later, someone died, and now there's their family saying, thank you for capturing that moment. I have two people now who died in my lifetime in my podcast that their family is coming back to me and emailing me and calling me. Thank you for that. Just for those two, I'm grateful that I can make a difference in someone's life, right? But you guys are doing it, like, in the community. That's why I'm so excited. I do have a question, and we're going to go back to Danelli. So the question is, how did the community respond of you announcing of your 50 inspirational connections, and what was your initial feedback that you got?
So the response was very good because, as I said before, I started my journey on LinkedIn just in January. And, you know, in a very slow time, in a very, you know, it was a very quick grow. And in this short period, I built a beautiful community. I really love the concept of enjoying the journey. And, you know, through my post, I often talk about this topic because I think that it's very important to, you know, set a goal. But after setting a goal, I think that it's such important to, you know, shift your attention to the journey. It's everything about the journey. It's everything about enjoy every single day. And I think that this perspective is very important to reach our true happiness.
I love it. Thank you. YouTube, 1,000. Guys, we just hit 1,007 live YouTube. Thank you, YouTube. We love you. Thank you for this conversation. This is Inspirational Leaders right here. How about you, Gwen?
A lot of people were actually very congratulatory, but honestly, not surprised, because I do a lot of things for a lot of people. Something I did not mention is I'm a domestic violence survivor, I'm a stroke survivor, and I'll do a lot of things in those communities as well. It's not just marketing for me. I've had a lot of things that I touch in because I think it's important to know where I've come from, and I've survived a lot of big milestones in a very short time. I'm only in my mid 40s. My stroke was when I was 32 and I had a 9-month-old. And at the time when I was in the hospital, I had to decide if I was going to live or die, literally. And the only reason I decided to live was for my daughter. And now I'm a triathlete. And at the time, you know, I played D1 volleyball. So it was a big deal to go from a huge athlete to not being able to walk, talk, eat, swallow, all of these things. I had an accent. So I'm a huge advocate for stroke survivors. And I help people to understand that the power of your mental aspect to get over things is a big deal. Some things you cannot physically get over, but I worked my tail off to be where I am. Then I had emergency surgery and back from that, and then running from a very abusive, violent marriage was a big deal. So I work with a lot of domestic survivors. And so a lot of those people were not surprised that I did all this. And so now, you know, I work with all those communities and they weren't surprised that I'm in this group because I've done all of that. And now meditation is a big part. I really focus on me and where my state is because I had to learn how to focus on me again. And it wasn't just about me. It was taking care of my kids and how to stand up for myself again. And so now I feel like I have earned the right to live again and to be me and to be the badass that I currently am. I mean, I own my own business and I do things that I never thought that I'd be able to do. And I show people who have overcome a lot of bullshit in their life that they can do it because, yeah, crap happens. And you know what? You can overcome it if you have the mentality that you want to do it. It's not about negatives. It's not about positive. It's digging your heels in and doing it. And I want to show people that it can be done. And that's what I'm here to do. And that's what I do day in and day out. So a lot of people were not surprised and they were very happy that I did this.
I'm so glad that you did it too. And your story is very close to my heart, right? I had ovarian cancer, was told I had 6 months to live. This was 2011. But that initial message is just like someone punched me in my gut and like knocked me out to next week. Yeah. And I was thinking, I don't want anyone raising my kids. First of all, they're very handful. They got attitude. They're part me. Hello. So they're going to be really badly taken care of. They will have bad attitude on anybody's mama there. Right. I was like, oh, I can't, I have to. But that fight and flight only comes in because for the love of your children and not anybody else's. Right. So Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that story. I appreciate you. How about you, Christiana? How did your community respond to your announcement of being 50 Inspirational Connection?
Before I say anything, Gwen, that is amazing. I've sat here. I think I've heard parts of your story before, but to hear the full story, that's just, I'm blown away. And like I said, thank God you're here to tell the story. So awesome. My community, as usual, were quite supportive. You know, they were quite positive. I have been humbled, literally humbled by the response. I didn't start this off I started it off wanting answers and wanting to help people. So genuinely, I have been blown away by the response I've had, you know, from all my community and even outside of my community, both online and offline, you know. So I'm just so grateful and so thankful that I get to do this with such amazing bunch of people who are doing great things and hearing your stories and haven't heard some of your stories before. It blows me away even more, you know. So my community have been quite positive about this, and I just look forward to bringing more, being more, and yeah, just being more for them. So thank you.
I appreciate that. And I have a last minute question after this from all of this question. How about you, Dr. Melissa?
You know, LinkedIn, my LinkedIn community is just phenomenal anyway. So when I put it out there, everybody was just like, yay, that's fantastic. I mean, let's use empathy and spread this around even more. But what surprised me is when I took it out to my other communities on Instagram and on YouTube and on Facebook, and just everybody was like, wow, that's phenomenal. Can you tell us more about this? Because we want to know more. So I'm like, well, this is something you need to keep an eye on because it's an annual thing, and definitely apply for it in the future because it's only going to get bigger and bigger. So I was really happy with the reactions that I got, excuse me, because just everybody was so super cool and supportive.
That's so amazing. That's what I want to hear, because Again, I'm going to have another question after this. Thank you. Laura.
Oh, wow. This is such a great question. The reaction of my community, I mean, I had almost like three different communities. First was the clients that I work with, right, as their communication skills coach. And they were so kind and so supportive and really cheering me on. And I appreciate that. And the second community was the international. I have some contacts in Japan and also in the UK, and they were equally excited for me. And the third one actually was just, I can't lie, it was family and friends. Now, listen, nobody wants, nepotism going on or anything like that, right? So that was nice. But it was more important to me that my international colleagues, it resonated for them, and they actually helped me to take that in, to take that title or that honor of getting that title in. Because you know what's really funny? I'm an introvert. Me, the big communication coach, I'm the introvert. I don't like a lot of attention. Well, I don't mind putting the attention on my clients, my community. I really don't like it when it's on me. So it was great. It was great because I learned. I learned how to accept it, and I appreciate it, and it's wonderful. Thank you.
You've leveled up. Congratulations. You've leveled up. I'm so happy. We're going to go this way, and we're going to end with Danelli. What are you going to do in the future to stay inspirational? This is very important to me, especially going into next year. We got to end the year with a bang. It's not enough that you got the recognition. Now it's doing the work continuously and sustaining it, right? So what are your plans for your community to stay inspirational? What you're doing right now is already inspirational. But what are some of the things that you think, just put it out there. It could be like your dream. It could be like your vision. What are you going to do in the future to stay inspirational?
Is that me first?
That's for Laura.
I didn't realize that was for me. Okay, what I'm going to do to keep my community feeling inspired would be to remind them, and I do this, but I really want to remind them through my words and actions, through my program, and even the audio room, and even here, have a vision for yourself, but even more importantly, have a vision for others. Help people see their success because it's right there. All we need is the support of each other and our individualized expertise that we bring to each person that we serve.
I love it. Is there any thing that you're doing? You have audio rooms on LinkedIn. When is that?
Yes, my audio room is called Laura Speaks, and it occurs every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if anyone would like a free consultation about my one-on-one coaching program, please send me a direct message on LinkedIn. I'm happy to meet with you.
Awesome. Dr. Melissa, same question. What are you going to do in the future to stay inspirational? I know you have a book coming up in September. What else is there?
Well, the thing is I don't see this as something that's going to end any day soon. So it's kind of a lifetime passion. You know, you don't put the time in on a doctorate on something that you see ending in 6 months. So I think the biggest thing for me to do is to just keep collecting people who believe the same way I believe and also feel that this is something super important that we need to address, and we need to address now. So that's my goal, is to do that, to be out there speaking, to be as visible as possible, and to just keep growing the community, because there's more of us that believe this is necessary than those that believe it isn't. So join the club. Let's make it bigger. Let's be loud. Let's be heard.
Ooh, I'm gonna sing that song. Let's be loud. Let's be loud. Right? Ooh, let's go. I love it. join the Dynamic Village. We have Dynamic Village conversation audio rooms. It's my room, but you guys can join. We have music. We talked about things, and I think I'm gonna start. I call it the hot seat mentorship. It's free. You come in, you give me your problems, you better come with a solution. And then we're going to give you more solutions. You can't just come in and lay out your problems. You have to have solutions also. Your voice counts. Most people are like, here's my problem, fix me. You can't get fixed. You have to fix yourself, right? So if you come with a problem in the hot seat, you got to give me a solution and then we'll provide you more solutions. We need a community more like that so that we can have this un-F our brain on always handing out our problem to be solved by somebody else. When you have your own tools to actually solve your own problems, you just need the right push and you need the right direction. You need the right guidance so that you can have enough confidence to say, I got this. I'm good. Right. And then we basically like, when is going to be running in her triathlon? Like, here's water, Grant. You need to hydrate. Right. That's what we need to be doing. Not running for her. She's going to run herself, but she needs help here and there. She might need a towel. She might need a break. She might need an umbrella. She might need a water. That's what we're here for, a community. Right. We're not going to do it for her. She's going to do it. Right. But we're going to help her. I love it. Ooh. All right.
Assuming I don't care anything again.
Right. What are you going to do in the future to stay inspirational moving forward?
I think this might sound a bit cliche. I've got to keep listening. I've got to keep listening to the exact support that those that I serve need, want, and I'll be helpful to them. Because I began this with feeling not listened to and being the journey, I have listened. I've got to keep listening. Second is collaborations, and making sure I have the right collaborations, whether it's with healthcare practitioners, with employers, and with individuals and women and couples. I currently run an audio event every 2 weeks on LinkedIn. So I have fully housed myself on LinkedIn. It's like my second home. So I'm on LinkedIn. My events are fortnightly, actually, every Thursday. I won't be holding one tomorrow, but the next one will be on the 29th of August, which is a Thursday. And it's usually held at 2 p.m. BST. I'm based in England, so it's British summertime. And therefore, that's when the events are held. And my community tend to love coming and having conversations. I mean, Dr. CJ, you've been to my community before. You've been to my audio events before, so you have a kind of feel of what it's about. I want to do more of that. I want to really take the time to serve those that this all began to begin with. So I'm looking forward to that more than anything. I want to be in as many countries as possible, supporting those, and hopefully grow this into perhaps training other people to do what I do, so there could be more of Christiana out there doing that.
Thank you. I love it. Yes, thank you for sharing those audio rooms. That is the point. We have to be engaging with others and also supporting others. What I do want to tell you is that there's way too many people to support. Don't feel pressured that you have to be every single audio room. Guys, I have a full-time job. I will try, right? Like, I literally have a full-time job and I lecture usually 6.5 hours a day on top of my business, on top of my projects and my books. So give me a little compassion. I'm just saying, but I'll be there. All right, Gwen, and then we're going to go to Danelli. Same question. What are you going to do in the future to stay inspirational? And what are you doing for your community right now that we can support you?
So for me to stay inspirational, honestly, I'm going to keep telling my stories and helping people to know that they can overcome anything. It's not easy. And they need to keep putting in the work, just like I have, just like so many people have. And when you start a business, it ain't easy. As we all know, it ain't easy. You have to do the work. And sometimes that work sucks. But, you know, you find the right community, you find the right people to support you, you can do anything. You just have to want it. You have to know your why and go for it. And you can do anything. As far as supporting me and helping me, I am willing to help anybody who wants to learn more about marketing and understand their business from the marketing side. You know, I am on LinkedIn. Look for Gwen Myslinski, Convergence Marketing, MKTG. I don't spell out marketing. That's where I get lazy. But seriously, I'm willing to help, you know, find me and, you know, I am there. I'm a hype woman. I am there to help other people hype them up. I mean, ask CJ, ask Kinga. I am there. I will hype you up. I will be your freaking cheerleader till the death because I am there because we all need cheerleaders. That's why we're here. We're here to support you. We're here to love you because damn it, we all need it. I need it. I'm like, oh God, I can't do this. So I will help you. I will be your cheerleader. So come DM me. I will give you a consultation. If things work, we can work together. Cool. If not, that's cool too. And if you need me to help you find somebody, if I know people, cool. I'll guide you that way. But this is a community. We all freaking love one another. And that's what this is about. So
I love it. I have a fellow cheerleader. Oh, this is great. I'm a little heavy now, though, so you cannot throw me anymore like I used to be. So, just like, yay, no more tumbling. It's not happening. I might break my leg. I'm close to 50. I can't be breaking any more bones, guys. Can't
have me neither. I already have crap on. I got a cast on. Today.
I can't. The last bone I think I broke was my tailbone, and I flew to Florida, and I came home, and I couldn't walk. So, yeah, no, we're not doing that. But, yeah, in terms of loudness, we got this. Danelli, how about you? What are you going to do in the future to stay inspirational within your community, and how can we support you?
Sure. I started a coaching journey 2 years ago. And for me, the magic word is balance. I'd like to share with people this concept. So my mission is to, you know, try in the first person breathing techniques, mindfulness, and, you know, also sport challenges, because I'd like to share with people what a person can do with this mindset. So in the next few months, through the LinkedIn community, I like to share my passion, my energy, and I like to inspire people to create a very unique journey. I think that everyone can find his personal uniqueness. And in this era, through the social network, we can, you know, share our uniqueness, and we are able to show up and find our personal space. This is the most beautiful things that we have in this era.
I love it. I love the energy. I love the passion. I love the attitude. I love the cheering in this group. I'm loving it. So I want you guys, all of you all, to think about a quote while I'm reading this statement, okay? It's just a short statement. So to stay inspirational, always embrace curiosity. Be open-minded, keep learning, seek out new experiences that challenge your perspective. There's a perception and then there's a perspective. Cultivate empathy and kindness. Uplift others with your words, follow it up with actions, and remain true to your values and letting your passion and authenticity shine through in everything that you do. And if anybody gets in your way, DM me. We'll bulldoze them. We're just going to bulldoze them with positive energy like you. Sit on the left corner. Think about what you just said. And then when you're ready, come, right? Because people have gone through so much things in their life and adversity. And sometimes we stay in that negative zone. But if you truly care about people, you're going to lift them up, even if they're in that negative zone. You got to lift them up because sometimes they need to be shaken like this, right? All of this juice, the green stuff, it's going to stay in here. It's still good, but it's like, ugh, right? It's there. So if you shake it up, then you can drink it. The same thing for people. When they stay in that negative zone, you just shake them up. Hey, wake up. You can stay positive. We can do this together. Give a little compassion. However, you can't give from an empty cup. Make sure you pour for yourself and have boundaries, people. Have standards, have boundaries. If people really get in your nerves, you don't have to take it. Return to sender, negative energy. Here you go. Bye. That's what you got to do. because you do not need wrinkles. I don't want wrinkles. You don't want wrinkles, right? We don't want no negative energy. We already have enough negativity in our lives. So let's stay positive. Now, Gwen, what is your quote to end this?
My quote is be authentic to you, love yourself, and just be kind to people. You know, be the kind kid.
Love it.
You know, be love authentic. It. Love you. There you go.
Love it. Laura.
Okay, I quickly unmuted. Okay, listen, your question is, I'm just making sure, your question is, what is the quote that I can share with you today?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So this quote comes from the disability justice community, but you can use it in any context. And that is, remember always that you're a person first with talents and gifts and something to offer. You are facing challenges as we all do, but you are still important always. And as coaches and as advocates and as change makers, as in this wonderful room, we all have that gift and that generosity that we're ready to share because we want to change people's lives. Thank you.
Awesome. Danelli, what's your favorite quote? Share.
My favorite quote is just a simple one. Run, breathe, and be mindful.
Oh, I love that. I can remember that. I have ADHD. I'd be like, huh? What did he say? No, this is great. This is great. Christiana, how about you? What's your favorite quote?
So this is the one that I tell my students. I'm also a teacher when I'm not working and doing other things on top. I always say to them, if you can be anything in the world, be kind, be polite, and always deal in love and speak with love. And that's it.
Love it. Dr. Melissa.
Yeah. Maya Angelou said that I believe we all have empathy. We just don't all have the courage to use it. And that's the basis of everything I do.
Courage. Yeah. Yeah. You got to have courage to do it. Here's mine. And this is my own quote from my experiences in social media. The bad, the goods, and the ugly. To handle yourself, use your head. To handle others, use your heart. I'm a people pleaser, recovering. So when I handle situation, when I use my heart, I get in trouble all the time. But if I use my head and logic and said, if I continue and if I let this person continue to cross my boundaries, it's never going to change. I can't change that person. I can't control that person. I can only control me and my choices. And this boundary, the wall of CJ is coming up. Goodbye. That's literally what it is. I still love you from a distance. I will never talk behind your back, but I cannot handle you right now in this boundary. Sorry. Return to sender. Right? Like, that's how I see it. But if I handle everything with logic for myself, is good. But when I handle somebody else's, I have to use my heart because I don't know what they're going through. And I cannot judge and use logic on people when I don't know who they are. Right? So that is my quote. Thank you guys so much for being here. YouTube, you've been great. Over 1,000. We're here. Yay. Awesome job. We still have 600 right now watching. Love you guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.